Yes, and guess who I'll be seeing on Wednesday morning at this time? We'll be hitting the little white jazz around the old course of life, won't we, Ben?
We will. Actually, I was out for a hit yesterday, thanks to Down Syndrome Victoria, which we did a bit of sponsorship with last week. They held us at their golfing day. So thanks for that. And if you're looking for a worthy cause to donate some money to, they are well in need with some of their funding coming off in the next 12 months. So Down Syndrome Victoria, doing fantastic things.
You're sounding in dangerous form there with the club, Ben. DJ, better watch out at your charity tournament next week. Clearance rate, how's it travelling?
Well, last weekend, Emily, we had the Labor Day weekend, so we do expect auction numbers to dip, which they did from the week prior, but we're actually about 40% up in terms of auction stock levels year on year. And we're now starting to see the impact of these rising stock levels starting to hit the market in terms of a clearance rate. So last weekend, we had 521 auctions. The clearance rate for the first time dipped under 60%, down to 58%. We had 214 that sold on the day, 74 selling before, and we also had nearly 1,300 private sales last week. So very busy out there for this auction market at the moment.
What are the stats today?
So the REIV are expecting auction numbers to bounce back strong again. 1,680 auctions across 336 suburbs. Top auction location today is Reservoir with 34, followed by Glen Waverley with 25 and Bentley East with 24.
Top House, take us through it. It went whoosh and shattered its price guide, Ben.
It certainly did. 5 Duggan Street in Baldwin North. Elsa Lee from Marshall White was the selling agent for this property. It had a large 4-bedroom mid-century family classic on it, but this was all about the land and the location, sitting on just over 1,000 square metres. They had 6 or 7 registered bidders, but given the high Baldwin High School zone, which is very, very appealing for both local and international buyers, this one saw a buyer that paid $3.426 million that has plans to knock it over and build a big new house.
Huh. And the top apartment buyer, DJ, their local is going to be the Donny Shoppo Hotel.
Ah.
Ben.
Well, I don't know whether it was the Donny Shoppo Hotel that was the appeal or whether it was, again, the local schools being in the East Doncaster secondary zone and a whole range of primary schools as well, which is really the draw card for this. Pan Zhang from Biggin & Scott sold 43A Mackenzie Street in Doncaster East. And this one, after being quoted $1.5 to $1.6 million, brand new townhouse, 4 beds, 3 bath accommodation, sold for $1 million. $761,000 under very strong competition.
Run us through the bargain buy, a little family home for someone for almost bang on 400 grand.
27 Bridge Road in Melton South, and this was a 3-bedroom, 1960s, 70s built brick veneer by the looks of things, and this one sold for $401,000.
Bring us home with the bargain apartment, Ben.
One at 40 Ormond Boulevard in Bundoora. Joe Torzillo, from Ray White in Bundoora. And this was just a 1-bedroom apartment. Not easy to sell Bundoora apartments. And it was good to see this one sold at the top end of the quoted range, $320,000.
That's a pretty good price for 1-bedroom in Bundoora, isn't it?
It's a very good price, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So how were you hitting them during the week as a lead-up sort of to the big day on Wednesday or Thursday?
Oh, a bit erratic. I don't know whether you know, Darren, I had my car stolen about a month ago and my clubs were sitting in the boot. So I was I lost my car and my clubs in one evening. So, I was playing with some new clubs, so I was a little bit erratic, but... Nice to have the new sticks out there.
Did you get your car back?
I did. About a week and a half after I was paid out by the insurance company, because it took over a month to turn up. It did eventually come in the impounds last week. I went and had a look at it, but it didn't seem to be damaged. I'm not too sure what the story is, because the police obviously didn't tell me how it turned up. But, yeah.
So what have you done? Have you taken possession back of the car?
No, I haven't. No, I've just been paid out. And I guess the insurance company will resell it at the auctions and the likes, I think, is generally what happens there. So I've already organised to buy a new car sort of a month later. So, no, I'll leave that to them to deal with.
Did they nick
it from the front of your house?
They did, yeah. Unfortunately, I was staying at Dad's house. And unfortunately, I didn't lock the front door, and I was staying there by myself. And they made their way in at 2:30 in the morning and stole my keys from the kitchen bench and took the car. Yep.
You hear about this happening?
Wow. That's no good.
In the end, it's probably lucky that they weren't disturbed because, you know, had they have tried to come in through the back door, I was sleeping right next to it. So.
Right. Interesting.
Well, glad you're safe, Ben.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We'll see you during the week.
Yes, I'll see you on Wednesday.
Okay, Ben Reed. Looking forward to it. Golf day. Ian and Ben Reed. Joining us up next.